Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, man. Our boy Drew Butler joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. That's a lot of ineptitude on defensive drafting, Drew.
I tell you what, man, you run those names off and you just sit there kind of scratching your head. But I see light at the end of the tunnel with this eight pick, guys. I think you got to go edge. I don't care if it's Jared Verse or Dallas Turner. I think the moves that Terry Fontenot has made with some of the acquisitions and free agency paired with a guy who's going to be able to get after the quarterback, it sets the Falcons up for what we would all assume some success coming up in 2024.
All right, Drew, I got this question for you. NIL, transfer portal, I think you have to let this chaos breathe a little bit so you can define what the parameters should be when you decide to kind of try to regulate it. What would you do? And I look at Caden Proctor. He transfers from Alabama, goes back home to Iowa, stays two months, gets $100,000, and then immediately transfers back to Alabama.
It's just insane. It really is. And I blame the transfer portal more than anything. A lot of the schools that are, you know, the blue chip schools, they structure their NIL collectives, I would say, in a pretty legitimate manner. However, the freedom to transfer whenever you want, example 1A being Caden Proctor, it just shows that college football has lost its way. It's really an unfortunate situation, and in no other professional sport is tampering and unmitigated free agency allowed, and that's exactly what's happening at the college level. You just cannot allow that to happen. I don't know what the rules or regulations will be. I don't know if student athletes will become employees. I don't know if they will unionize. The only thing I would tell them, as a former student athlete, as a former professional athlete, and one who was in a union, I would just tell student athletes to be careful what they wish for, because if they do cross that line and become employees of the universities or the conferences, the dynamic will shift big time, and I think they might get hit with a little reality that they weren't really expecting.
Oh, you can get fired, basically, is what it boils down to.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing, Drew, then you take it to the other extreme, like FSU, their lawsuit, and the idea that they were floating last year that, well, we'll go get corporate investment. We'll go get somebody to invest in this. We can buy out and pay for the $500 million buyout from the ACC. So then you have a board of directors that could fire your coach if they're not winning enough. So I know the world has gone truly bizarro. Drew, I know we've discussed this on and off the air. The only way I think it gets fixed is by moving forward, maybe further down the rabbit hole and come out the other side with a super conference, which creates its own very thin set of rules, more transparency, we all get on with our lives.
I totally agree. Football and men's basketball need to break away from the NCAA, find somebody who will be the governing body, and move forward. However they want to situate that with the student-athletes, pay them, make them employees, whatever that is. Step one is break away from the NCAA and start to form your own rules moving forward.
Our man Drew Butler, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks. Only a couple, actually, one upset, and that would be Duquesne beating BYU. 11 seed, by the way, has won a first-round game in 11 of the last 14 years. I will ask you one time, Drew, how's your bracket looking?
Oh, no. That's the worst radio.
I'm off to a cold start, I'll just say that. So I got the games on right now. This Thursday and Friday, these are some of the best days of the year right here.
Right on. Duquesne, or as they say in ball ground, Duquesne. Hey,
Duquesne,
man,
that's right.
The Dogs, do you feel that Brock Bowers goes, I don't know, top 10, top 15? Where do you think he's going to go?
I think top 15 is a safe bet. You know, you see some teams that have a very specific need at tight end. We've all kind of been scarred by taking Kyle Pitts at the fourth spot in the past couple of years. So I don't know if a team needs to go that high up to get Brock, but surely would not be surprised if he goes top 10. I think he's comfortably inside that top 15 range for sure.
All right, best quarterbacks coming out. I'm a big Jaden Daniels guy, so is Mike, but we really don't know. It's such an inexact science. It's such a scrutinized position, but we rarely get it right. We only get it right less than half of the time. Who is your top guy as far as quarterbacks go?
I really like Jaden Daniels as well. I think he's really raw. In speaking with some coaches in the NFL, I guess Caleb Williams just is that good. And they're saying his tape pops. He's got a great arm. Obviously, they'll kind of have to contain some of the crazy stuff that he was doing outside the pocket at USC, but surefire number one draft pick. The guy I've got the most questions about is Drake May. I'm just sold on Drake May. I would take J.J. McCarthy before Drake May, so – you know, if he sneaks into that 2-3 range, which everybody has him going, I think that might be a little bit more of a project rather than a Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels, who can probably step in day one and start for you.
Now, a lot of people share your opinions about J.J. McCarthy. A lot of people were thinking earlier in the season, well, they don't throw the ball enough. Maybe he's an early second-day pick. What about him has emerged in your mind?
I think he's going to go in the first round. You know, and then – what's always great is on draft day, and you kind of start to get the understanding if it's going to happen or not, but when the team starts trading the picks, right, and then the value goes up on certain guys on the board, and it's nothing that anybody could really predict, but it's just on a need basis. So I think J.J. McCarthy does go in the first round. I'm seeing a lot of mocks where he could even be in that 8, 9, 10, 11 range where the Falcons are. I'm not saying the Falcons are going to pick him, but it's a great quarterback draft class. There's no question about it. You're not even mentioning a guy like Bo Nix, who's played so many college football games as a starter, both in the SEC and Pac-12. So there's just a ton of talent across the board, and the NFL is a quarterback-driven league, and that's why I'm happy the Falcons invested wisely and brought Kirk Cousins in.
Right. We talked about it earlier. I know we had some spirited conversations with the audience because a lot of passion, but the only guys that were interested in Justin Fields were Atlanta fans. I mean, a portion of our fan base.
True.
Because, I mean, to me, and it's not a knock. I got to preface this because people just get so in their bag on this stuff. It becomes such a touchy subject that it never should be. But we all pull for the guy, want to see him, anybody locally succeed.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it was Cam Newton or Trevor Lawrence or whoever. But, I mean, when you see you're getting traded for a conditional six-rounder to one team which already picked up a quarterback, and you've got half the league still looking for a quarterback and no takers. So that kind of tells you what the rest of the personnel people saw in those 3 years in Chi-Town.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
100% agree. And I think what could go down as a brilliant stroke of genius from Terry Fondo was getting Rondale Moore in a trade for Desmond Ridder. I thought that was amazing. I was out and about this past weekend, and I saw that pop up on my phone. I was like, oh, my God, what a great trade. Obviously, Desmond gets a fresh start out west, and you get a plug-and-play receiver in this new style offense led by Zach Robinson. Kirk Cousins had to be happy with that one for sure. So I thought that was an awesome, awesome move by the Falcons front office.
All right, Drew, let me ask you this. As I was talking about before, the quarterback position is so over-scrutinized, you know, physiologically, psychology, all the things, but they're still wrong more than half of the time, and you could have the guy with all the measurables. He could be a dual-threat guy. He's 6'5", 230, runs a 4.5, can throw the ball 2 miles. What's the difference fundamentally between the guys that succeed and the guys that bust? Is it the processing? They have a fast-twitch processing muscle which separates them from the other guys.
It's all of that. It's leadership skills. It's communication skills. It's how they work in and out of the facility, how they respect or how they command the respect from their teammates and coaches. Some guys just have it, and some guys don't. And it's such – you're under the microscope so much as a starting quarterback in the NFL. The amount of preparation and work is second to none in professional sports. You have to be special. That's why there's only 32 of them in the world, NFL starting quarterback. So it is a crapshoot. You go back historically, you can just close your eyes and throw a dart at the wall, and you see, okay, maybe this guy works out. Maybe he doesn't. And obviously magnified by that 2021 draft class with Trey Lance and Zach Wilson. And it's such an inexact science to find that starting quarterback. But when you do, that's when teams go on these runs, much like the Chiefs are with Patrick Mahomes.
J.J. McCarthy, we already talked about. I mean, there's some folks that feel that Minnesota's going to move up in the top 10 to get him. So you'd have four quarterbacks to go. The question we had yesterday, which had people losing their minds, because we started this whole conversation, this segment with Drew Butler here on Dukes and Bell, with the Falcons' ineptitude to get impact defensive players with their first-round selection, is if Marvin Harrison, who by hook or crook, somehow slips to 8 because some GMs don't like the fact he's not doing the workouts. I know. We went bananas. It's got to be – just reinforce what you started the conversation with, Drew. It's got to be edge rush, right?
It does, and I said it on the Steakhouse. I want Dallas Turner. You know, I want him to be mean. I don't want him to talk to the media. I want people to be scared to walk up to him because he's that big of an ass kick. That's what we need. Kirk Cousins,
right?
Kirk Cousins is our politician. He's a communicator. Let Kirk handle the media. I want Dallas Turner to be a mean person who can get after the quarterback.
And with a couple of face tattoos before draft day, just to really.
Well, let's not go crazy. I like Jared Burst, but you could also maybe trade down and get Jared Burst. I love the idea of trading down and getting more picks. We just liken this to the window we set in 16 where you got to get three impact starters. We got to get a corner because we don't really have a lot of cap space right now unless we start restructuring guys. But, yeah, the other thing is just throw your curveball. Drew, if Joe Alt was there out of Notre Dame, you know, because you do need the heir apparent for Jake, and you can plug him in right now over McGarry. That wouldn't bother me either.
No, anything on the lines of scrimmage, I'm fine. I really am. That's just where the Falcons are at in this moment, and I think the moves for Darnell Mooney and then trading for Rondale Moore will tell you that they might go edge rush and then interior defensive line in the second round, or they could go edge rush and then an offensive lineman. You know, Bergeron slid to the second round last year, and by all accounts, he was a great pickup. So I think you reinforce the lines of scrimmage. You start with somebody you can get after the quarterback, and then you fill the pieces as the draft picks fall.
All right, let's talk about your Steelers. We talked to Drew Butler on Sports Radio 99. The game, Dukes and Bell, we're live at Twin Peaks. Triple in for Carl. Kenny Pickett didn't work out up there. Terry Bradshaw was just effusive in his praise of Kenny Pickett. What were his shortcomings, you think?
I don't know. You know, it's really interesting. I don't know if many people know this, but Pitt, University of Pittsburgh's facility is actually shared with the Steelers' facility. So when you walk in, you know, left door is Steelers, right door is Pittsburgh. And Kenny's been there forever. Maybe he just needed a new, fresh scenery. You know, look, did they have all the talent around him? You could definitely make that argument. It's just – it's a hard job, guys. And I don't know if Kenny Pickett – being the only drafted quarterback in the first round his year was put in the best situation, or maybe he was elevated too soon because he was a first-round draft pick. But quite simply, he just didn't seem ready. And you bring in Russell Wilson, I think by all accounts he's going to be your day one starter. Fields will back him up. They're making some other moves. There's some rumblings that Coach Tomlin and the Steelers are trying to bring in a couple more pieces. It seems like the Steelers are pushing all their chips into the middle of the table. And you know what? Right. They have to, because the AFC North is stacked with the Bengals and the Ravens, and obviously the Browns made the playoffs last year as well.
And they haven't won a playoff game in a minute. It's been a long time. You're right about that. I also like the idea of Tomlin bringing Fields in, because Arthur may or may not have wanted Fields in 21, but the idea that if Russell does get the big head, hey, I got a guy who's been a starter in this league.
Yeah.
So I still don't know. We brought this up the other day with Brian McFadden, Drew, and he said, it's one thing when you hear all this stuff about, you know, no one comes to Russell Wilson's defense.
Nope.
Not one former teammate comes to defend him. That's got to tell you something, doesn't it?
It does, but you can't argue with his stats and his production
right.
over the past couple of years. I mean, even last year, he had a great year putting up with all that nonsense with Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos trying to get him to remove his injury clause in the contract. I can't believe the Broncos weren't fined or the NFLPA hasn't opened up an investigation. They may or may not have into that type of activity. That's crazy. And the fact that Russell Wilson was able to put up with it, produce on the field until they literally benched him, it just shows you that he's still got whatever it is needed in the tank. But from a personality or leadership perspective, he's a little out there. There's no doubt.
All right, brother, man. We always catch you on the steakhouse and all your other duties on the radio station. Brother, thanks for coming on with us today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.